You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. We still have incredibly warm weather right now, but when the days do get shorter and colder, it can impact your outdoor workouts. With me now is Claire Spire. She is an exercise physiologist with OSF Healthcare. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
So let's talk about cold weather and how it can cause health issues, even for someone who might be accustomed to working out on a regular basis.
Sure. So there obviously comes a lot of challenges living in the Midwest, and this is sadly one of them. But we kind of talk a lot about here at the hospital, different ways to kind of work around that and how we can stay active and put our best foot forward during those winter months.
So let's say I'm a runner and I'm accustomed to running in all kinds of weather, but we hit this cold weather where maybe the air can be drier. What kind of health problems could that cause for someone?
So those are kind of health problems that you want to talk to your doctor about and get clearance as you're exercising, but making sure that you're dressing appropriately, looking ahead for the weather and being able to plan your exercising accordingly. Weather forecasting kind of gives you those several days to prepare. So if it's a day that you can run outside and that's safe for you to do so, you can always do that. But then if you need to pivot to an indoor running exercise, that's also feasible.
Let's talk about dressing appropriately, because, you know, as you work out, you warm up. So it's kind of hard sometimes to figure out how you should dress to really protect yourself. What do you recommend?
Layers are a great way to kind of keep yourself warm there at first, but then as you're warming up, you can kind of shag some layers. They're going to help guard against overheating, sweaty, and then eventually making everything colder as you continue. But mittens are really important if you have earmuffs, but then if you've got maybe a heavier jacket, something that's going to be bulky as you run, that wouldn't be the best option, but something that's thinner that if you needed to take it off as you continue your workout, that would be a great option.
Once you stop your workout, maybe you're in your cool down and you have been sweaty, are there risks of having that exposure if you don't start putting those layers back on?
It really depends on what kind of weather situation you're looking at. I know here and down where you guys are at, it gets particularly cold. So just kind of talking with your doctor and figuring out what the best guidelines for you. They're going to vary with age and how active you normally are. Are you somebody that's used to working outdoors? So just really kind of touching base with them and figuring out what works best for you.
Let's talk about someone who maybe they typically don't exercise outdoors in some of the hottest weather and they think, okay, we're hitting fall and winter. This might be a good time for me to start an outdoor exercise plan if I can't tolerate the heat. What would you say to that?
Always just keep your safety as your first priority. As the winter comes, we've had a wonderful fall to kind of keep active outdoors, but as the winter comes, that comes with snow and ice. So making sure that you've got shoes that have a great traction. If you can exercise with someone or have a cell phone or a watch or something that you could call for help if you needed it, that's always a great option. Just kind of keeping that safety at the forefront. Don't run on a slippery sidewalk, of course, and just being aware of your surroundings and where you're at.
Are there other ways that maybe we can capitalize on cold weather to get a good workout?
Yeah, so that's one of the great things about kind of where we're at now is there's so many things that you can do even inside of your house. There's a plethora of YouTube workouts in your community. You can be looking for different things that your community is offering, whether that's at a local rec center. It's a great time to try something new as well. If there's something maybe that you've kind of been putting off but want to try, it's a really good time to get out and about and do that. And even that like 5-minute walk just into a gym kind of gives you that fresh air and that boost that we're all sometimes looking for during the winter months.
Let's say someone is accustomed to working out at a certain time in the evening. They're used to having sunlight. We hit the winter months. We've got shorter days. They may not have the same kind of available sunlight. How long does it typically take someone to get into a new exercise routine so that they're not out maybe when it's more dangerous?
So we usually kind of rule of thumb is 12 weeks is a good time to get yourself kind of accustomed to it. So now would be a great time as we're looking into those darker nights. But even if you can continue some of your exercising when it is lighter, and I know those hours are shorter, Just that natural sunlight, that natural boost, it does really great things for our mental and physical health as well.
Wow, 12 weeks. That takes some discipline.
It really does. It really does.
So you were talking about some of those at-home workouts. Give us some ideas of maybe some exercises that we could do without equipment.
Absolutely. So it's always kind of nice to look around in your home and figure out what works best for you and what you've got going on in your house. So if you're wanting to do some sort of strength workout, you don't have to go online and buy $100 worth of weights. You can use things like soup cans or water bottles in your house and do a lot of things that we call body weight exercises. So squats in the living room, jumping jacks, push-ups, anything that's using your own weight as a resistance tool. This is another part, though, that we want to be careful about where we're at. When you're at your house, you have things like rugs and chairs and cords, and we want to be careful to make sure we're working in a clear space. If we need something to grab onto, we're not grabbing onto a chair that might slide out from underneath us, but maybe a kitchen counter that's going to be provide a little bit more stability for you.
Well, thank you so much for your tips. And here's to all of us getting that 12-week habit going, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. That is Claire Spires. She is an exercise physiologist with OSF Healthcare.